You are now listening to the Fantastic Fred Show. I'm your host, Fantastic Fred.
This is your host, Tamara, the political
mind. Your host, the Wandering Wanda.
So sit right back and enjoy the show.
The Wandering Wanda.
And the political mind, Tamara.
And Fantastic Fred himself. You are now listening to the Fantastic Fred Show.
Sit back and enjoy the show. You are now listening to the
So
Fantastic
sit right back
Fred.
And enjoy the show. You are now listening to the Fantastic Fred Show. And welcome to another installment of the Fantastic Fred Show. I'm your host with the most, Fantastic Fred. We're here today with the political mind, Tamara, and also the badass Brendan has joined us. All right, just sit right back. You're now listening to the Fantastic Fred Show. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Fantastic. Fantastic Fred.
I'm doing awesome.
He's doing awesome. All right. We got a lot to cover this fine edition of the Fantastic Fred Show. We have to say that numerous times. If you do want to write to us, what is our email address, Tamara?
Fantastic Fred Show at gmail.com. Obviously don't email Fred very much, but that's because I call him on the telephone. But yes, fantasticfredshow@gmail.com.
Yay, we're all clapping. All right, that was just Brandon. He's our audience for today, by the way. All right, the first topic we're going to be talking about is a Daily Show excerpt, which was what was said by Representative Paul Braun from the Republican from Georgia. Just to give you a little bit of background of what he actually said, we may be talking about this for quite some time. He said, and I quote, or he quote, this exactly what Hitler did in the Nazi Germany, and it exactly what the Soviet Union did. He's showing me signs of being a Marxist. You have to remember that Adolf Hitler, according to which dialect you want to use, was elected in a democratic Germany.
I'm ready to roll.
All right, roll.
Okay, first of all, he's about 8 years too late on the comparing somebody to Adolf Hitler. If he wants to compare someone to Adolf Hitler, he needs to go back in time to about 2001 when they enacted a fucking Patriot Act after the 9/11 happened. The 9/11. The 9/11. Not just 9/11, but the 9/11. Okay, now, if you read your history books, Adolf Hitler actually got power after the burning of the Reichstag building in Germany, which was kind of the equivalent of their parliament. The building burned, and it was like all of a sudden, they gave all the freaking power over to Hitler. And that's when shit happened. Well, what did we do in 2001, Brandon?
We went to war.
Close.
This is a show. You got to pay attention.
I wasn't paying attention. Sorry. I was waiting for my turn.
What she was saying is that Hitler took power and went hog crazy. What does that remind you of in 2001?
George W. Bush going crazy.
Yes, with the Patriot Act of, well, actually 2002.
Didn't she just say that? I thought that's what she was saying.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was going to, yes.
Why did you ask me to say that? I thought it was a trick question. Sorry.
That's okay. Actually, technically, yes, we did go to war because it was a couple months after that, which was still in 2001, when we invaded Afghanistan. So, yes, you were correct about that.
I knew I was right.
But he also went ahead and not only did the Patriot Act, which totally does away with habeas corpus, it basically gives them the right to come into your house any damn time they choose and just say, Patriot Act gives us the right to do that. Does that sound like something we want?
Hell freaking no.
And, you know, furthermore, just to add upon that, I think that the USA Patriot Act does trample on the Fourth Amendment. Am I right about that?
Yes.
The Fourth Amendment, which protects us from illegal search and seizure. There is a reason why it is hard for a law enforcement person or a judge to actually issue a warrant or a warrant for an arrest or a warrant in order to search a house, you know, seizure of property and everything like that. The reason why it is so hard to, in order to do that is because in order to protect our rights, because right. They didn't want this to be another Britain.
Yeah, where people could come in and go through your stuff and, you know, kick you out or, you know, do whatever they wanted, you know, back before we had the Constitution, British soldiers actually stayed in Americans, you know, the colonists at the time, their homes. You know, that was part of the reason why that stuff was in there, you know, was to give us protections.
Sounds like a pretty good deal to me.
Sounds like a pretty good deal to you?
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good deal to me.
Do you think having some redcoats come in and stay in your house would just be okay? It'd be cool.
As long as they weren't like shooting at me.
Okay.
And another key thing too that the U.S. Patriot Act, what it actually does, they still have to get a warrant, but in the interest of interest of national security, if the person is acting terroristic enough for them to actually enter the home without a warrant, they can go ahead and enter the home without a warrant and obtain the evidence and then at a later date get the permission from the judge in order to obtain that evidence.
Right. Exactly. You nailed it.
So thanks to Homeland Security class.
Yay.
All right. Are we off the Nazi topic? Because I think we just voted him out of the office.
Pretty sure that people down in Georgia need to dump that congressman. 2010, get rid of him.
What do you think?
Dump that man.
Dump Braun. Buck Braun.
Braun needs to take a dump.
Because he already done it on the Constitution.
That's right. You got it. All right. What's next?
Next topic. We're at this. This is the Fantastic Fred Show speed topic. All right. Handgun sales. Good for the economy or bad?
They make up what percentage of the economy? Give me a break.
Sounds pretty good to me. As long as they aren't like shooting at me.
Wasn't that his answer for the other one?
Yeah, as long as I'm not getting shot at, I'm happy.
All right.
My thing is, I don't think that they're good or bad for the economy. They're not going to affect the economy. If you're asking me if handguns are okay, I'll tell you, yeah, I think that people should be able to have them. But if you're asking me whether or not I think it's going to help the economy, no. Everybody go get a gun.
I would agree with that.
Now, the reason why I actually put this question down here is because there has been an increase of gun sales ever since Barack Obama has actually won it. He won.
Right. That's because people are scared to death he's going to take their guns. No Democrat has ever taken guns. No Democrat ever will. It's not going to happen. The only people taking away your rights are Republicans. Yeah. Wake up, people.
Well, it's guaranteed in the Constitution you have a right to bear arms. And it seems, as judging from the past 8 years, it seems like Democrats are more able to uphold the Constitution than Republicans. So I think they should be more scared of the Republicans taking away their guns than they are Democrats.
I think I have a tendency to agree with you because pretty much everything that the people actually feared that the Democrats would have actually done, Bush has done it in his 8 years. The only thing he hasn't done was take away their guns.
Exactly.
Yes.
We got an agreement. Made them really, really pissed off, and they're allowed to have guns.
He just created
a that is scary.
All right, it seems that Fox News is pissed. They are in full force on Obama. They have displayed a new level of hate. What type of hate have they done?
I couldn't tell you because I don't watch that shit.
I try not to watch the shit.
Well, all I can say about Fox News, I watched it a little bit last week. They were talking about William Ayers. They were still talking about William Ayers. So, basically, that tells you all you need to know about Fox News. They were still going on about how Ayers was unrepentant and all this shit. And I'm just like, people, move on. It happened 30 years ago. What he did was stupid, but move on.
Yeah. Blowing up shit is dumb. I think that's what they said in that song, right? If you want a revolution.
Yeah.
If you want a revolution, oh well, you know. You got to do something to the world.
I want to change the world.
He knows the song.
But if you something, Chairman Mao.
You know it's going to be.
All right.
You know it's going to be.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. New level of hate from Fox News. Will Obama finally get rid of all the handguns? I think we already answered that. He's not going to.
He's not going to happen.
I mean, hell no.
Hell no.
Don't
worry. He's not going to get rid of your handguns. He'll probably just take away the rest of them.
Oh, no.
Okay. You may be able to keep your rifle.
My God, not my handgun, some bitch.
Nobody's going to get my handguns. I just got her laughing. Will Obama be a patsy for the liberal left?
I wish.
We got a wish.
No.
So you're saying he won't be our George W. Bush?
No, he's probably going to govern from the center. Much like Bill Clinton, which, you know, I can live with that. No, he will maybe be a little more to the left of Bill Clinton.
You mean he's actually going to be a responsible president?
Yeah.
Responsibility is now back in the White House. Okay, is there such a thing as a liberal storm?
Well, sometimes we get more rain than we actually need. Is that a liberal storm?
I think we witnessed one on November 4th.
Woo! Hell yeah!
And you know what? We were partying downstairs, and you know what I did? Everybody want to tell them what I did? What did I do when they said?
Cried.
I cried like a baby.
She got down on the seat, put her elbow on her knee, kneeled down with her fingers at the top of the bridge of her nose and started to weep like a friggin' baby.
Well, we were all going crazy.
I was crying myself, but I was like the clown. I was crying on the inside.
I didn't cry. I was calling everybody. I was like, hell yeah.
Brandon was jumping so high, I think he may have touched the roof.
He's a hopper in the first place.
He is a hopper.
And once he gets a hopping, he's like Flubber, if you ever watched that movie with Robin Williams.
Once I get a hopping, there ain't no stopping.
Hey, yeah,
okay. Woohoo!
We're a little older for that, so, you know.
Okay.
You could come up with that one.
Okay, changing
the... I'm a battle rapper on the side, so I kind of understand how it's all done.
Gotcha.
I understand how the game is spit. So.
All this rapper talk, I have no idea.
No comment. No comment.
All right. California has given more rights to animals than gay people. What's next? Will they be allowed to vote?
Yeah.
As long as they vote Republican. Only if they vote Republican.
That would bring to my next question. Is this a ploy or a plot for the Republican Party to finally win California?
They're never going to win California. There's no way. There's no way they're going to win California.
How about with the animal vote?
Fred, come on. Give me a break here. Okay,
It's very possible.
I realize that it is frustrating. It's frustrating for me to see that, you know, on the same night that history is made and we have our first African-American president and everybody's just jumping for joy. I'm crying like a baby. Crying like a baby. Yes, he was biracial. You're right. All of a sudden, in California, what most people would consider one of the most liberal states, they vote down gay marriage?
That's right. They have given more land to animals. Give them more land rights. Meaning, you know, if we go back into the 1800s, that means they can vote more. And
Three-fifths of all animals can vote.
You know, they do have to be registered as a farm animal. Anyway, next topic.
I feel like we're in some kind of weird Colbert segment or something.
This is a political show, and Kevin Colbert, which is his brother, is my personal writer.
Yes.
Yeah, I actually was listening to The Onion today.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Like, I don't know. I'm a
kumbaya. Okay. That would probably be a good segue. Does God still hate fags?
Okay. I'm going to take the mic on that note. Dear Mr. Phelps, I don't know where you get the idea that God hates fags, that God hates America, that God hates anybody. In fact, some of your signs even say that God hates you. Does that mean that God hates you, Mr. Phelps? I'm just curious. And for those of you that don't know which Phelps I'm talking about Fred. Fred Phelps. Fred Phelps of the Westboro Baptist Church in Topeka, Kansas. Is that right?
It's in Kansas. Might as well be.
Yeah, it's in Kansas.
It's in one of those dumbass things.
Flyover states, which we're part of.
Okay. No. God doesn't hate anybody. No. God doesn't hate fags. God doesn't hate you. God doesn't hate America. God may hate some actions that take place, but I think that God probably hates the actions of people that protest at funerals after people have been tragically killed and post has a website called www.GodHatesFags.com, where he has a little statue of Matthew Shepard coming out of flames and saying that Matthew Shepard has been in hell for X number of days.
Oh, wait a second. You said that God doesn't hate anybody. I beg to differ, because he has hit Cuba with a hurricane like over 100 times this year. And also, he's hit Texas over 100 times. So God definitely hates Texas and also Louisiana and Alabama. What do you say to that?
He probably does.
Oh, don't forget Florida, the penis of the United States.
Fred.
And Texas is its nutsack.
Oh, Fred!
I thought that was Kentucky. Oh. I thought Kentucky was the nutsack of the United States.
And don't forget, Alaska is the breast, because, you know, the United States is a chick with a dick.
Are you saying that we're a bunch of trannies?
We're all tranny inside.
Fred. You are just in one of those moods today, aren't you? Okay, does anybody else want to elaborate on the God-hating fags? Brandon, do you...
I think we're pretty much... We're good.
You don't want to go in any more?
I think you summed it up pretty well.
Okay.
All right, the official straight analysis on the God-hate fags thing?
Not true.
Not true. You've heard it here first from The Strady. We'll pass up on Fox News anti-Jesus. Okay, we'll talk about it. Here's the logic. Let's break down the logic. Fox News, I will induce or whatever.
What are you going to induce, Fred?
Labor. That Fox News had the Antichrist birthed from its loins.
Are you trying to say deduce?
Deduced. Because love, because they love war, not peace. They love fear, not hope. And they love hate, not love. What do you say about that?
What do you want me to say about that, Fred? Bill O'Reilly has some kind of weird war on Christmas. I mean, come on.
Yeah. But he has the war on Christmas, but he also has Bill O'Reilly holiday ornaments. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holiday.
I love you, Fred. I love you.
And may your holidays be O'Reilly, O'Reilly ornaments.
That's just kind of scary, Fred.
Yes, it is. He looks like a poofy. He looks like he's on crack. Anyway, we'll bypass Jesus was gay. Now we have a black man for president. Racism, dead or still much kicking?
Still much kicking.
Yeah.
Well, basically, for the longest time, I think it has been like years before I ever heard of the KKK ever being in the news.
Yes, I agree. And within, 10 days, all of a sudden, there's a court fucking case involving them.
Do you know about the court case?
No.
All right, me neither. Next topic, because I don't fucking care about the KKK.
I know that there is one, and I know that they have to pay money, and that's all I know.
Bald-headed motherfuckers. Yeah. You only should be bald if you are going bald or you have cancer. Your answer.
What?
What about Michael Jordan and Joe the Plumber?
Oh, yeah. If you're black, Joe the Plumber is a racist, so he can be part of the Ku Klux Klan.
Yes, he's a skinhead, ain't he?
Pretty sure he's a skinhead, yeah.
Okay, skinheads, no.
And he actually said a very racist thing when he said that Obama was dancing around like Sammy Davis Jr. Yeah.
Shaboing, boing, boing.
And that Obama hates the Jews.
Yeah, he said that. He said that. Mr. Wurzel fucker said that Obama hates the Jews. Sam the Sham Wurzel fucker.
Wasn't Sammy Davis Jr., since he is dancing around like Sammy Davis Jr., he was a Jew, you know that?
Yes, he was! He was! Sammy Davis Jr. converted, shaboing boing, to Judaism.
Shaboing boing boing. Just because he did that, I want to fuck him now, no matter if he's dead.
Fred!
Okay.
Fred!
What? I want his comment on it.
God!
There is no comment.
Okay, necrophilia.
Dude,
what?
Not cool.
It's not cool to talk about necrophilia or the Jews.
Both.
All right, let's get the straight point of view.
Hey.
This wasn't multiple choice, so it wasn't like A, B, C, or D.
Both.
Both. Okay, all of the above.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, which one is the best first dude, Bill or Todd?
What?
Which one is the best first, Bill Clinton or Todd? Bill Clifton.
Bill Clifton?
No, Bill Clinton. Or Todd the Snowbiller. Snowmobile.
Well, since you're asking me about dude, then I'd have to go with Todd. Todd!
The Toddster.
The Toddster. Yeah, we were totally like riding on the snowmobile and eating those moose burgers.
And she had the biggest schlongs. I mean, wieners.
She had big ass moose hot dogs. Big ass moose hot dogs.
They're called schlungs, right?
And the moose chili.
And the moose chili.
Yes.
Which you would probably see everybody gone about 5 minutes after they eat the moose chili.
That's kind of what I would think, too.
Especially if Todd had two bowls.
I bet Todd has several bowls.
Who was that lady, that blonde-headed lady that interviewed him?
Greta Van Susteren.
Greta?
She's a Fox News liberal.
Yeah, she had to ride. She had to ride on the snowmobile after Todd had some chili.
Oh, not good.
She's also a Scientologist.
Oh, wait a minute. All you have to do is say Scientologist, and that just spells what she is right off the bat.
I thought she was a lesbian.
She probably is.
And she's trying to work the demons out by getting all the demons out of her, the space demons.
Right, right, so that she won't be gay anymore.
That's right.
We have to lay this question very carefully. On one hand, you have Bill Clinton. If he's the first dude, there's going to be a lot of partying going on, a lot of fun times back in the White House. If it's Todd Palin, he could take you on a snowmobile ride. He could fix you up a moose burger. I mean, it's kind of a difficult choice here.
Okay, so our choice is dinner party with a little hanky panky in the closet, or cookout with Bud Light.
Yes.
Or Coors, because they don't like gay people. All right, homeless kids in Arkansas. What do you think?
That sucks.
I thought everybody in Arkansas was homeless.
Well, now the kids are especially homeless because we're not allowed to actually adopt them. Well, gay people aren't.
Fucking assholes, dude. Fucking assholes.
They are fucking assholes. Do you agree? Arkansas is fucking assholes.
Arkansas is fucking asshole.
So if they are fucking assholes, so that means nobody be able to adopt these kids. Anyway.
Good point.
I set you up well for that.
That was a really good setup. I'm glad I took it and ran with it. Illegal immigration, Lube Dobbs, boner form?
Boner form? Is that what you just said?
Does it give him a boner?
A boner form?
A boner for him.
I was like, boner form? I thought there was only like one form of that.
There's many different forms.
If it's cold,
it can be curved.
Type of boner.
Oh. It can be curved sometimes. It's only happened for me like once or twice.
Didn't need the visual. Didn't need it.
Sometimes they either point up or point down.
Yeah. Even when stiff?
Even when stiff. Oh. Well, it kind of... You can hold it now. Yeah. It might hurt.
Okay. All right. Little...
Back to Lou Dobbs.
Okay.
Back to Lou Dobbs is down there for really going with
Evidently, he really does get off on the subject, because he talks about it like every day. And, speaking of CNN, because Lou Dobbs is on CNN, I think that CNN sucks. And I think that Anderson Cooper is the worst referee ever. We went to the women's game on Saturday, and Anderson Cooper was there, and he was freaking calling, and Patrick Swayze and Bill O'Reilly. They were all calling the game, and I can tell you why the Cats lost, okay? Because you can't leave it up to Anderson Cooper. He'll just go right along with Bill O'Reilly.
And Patrick Swayze. They were at this game too?
Yes! Yes, yes, yes.
Oh my God.
It was bad. Okay? It was bad, folks. And that's all I'm going to say. CNN sucks, and so does Anderson Cooper.
No. Kala, you have a question, Kala. Anderson Cooper sucks. I mean, literally.
Yes, I'm pretty sure he's gay.
Possibly.
Possible.
That means yes.
Yes.
I have no proof, so I'm not going to make a comment on it this time.
So you have to have evidence. That's a good scientific way for you.
He has to do like a Lance Bass type thing.
Oh, so he has to actually come out of closet. Now, we knew Lance Bass was gay before, way before, because, you know.
We knew Lance Bass was gay before we knew that the Pope was Catholic.
And also, we knew that Lance was gay before he tried to take the shuttle up in space.
Yeah, which may have been the reason why they said no to letting him go.
Oh, wait a minute. That was a metaphor for taking a shuttle up in space.
Oh, sorry. Well, he actually did want to go up in
space. Up the big space shaft.
I'm sorry. I don't think in your gay guy terms.
It's now, more of a guy thing,
I think. If we were talking about women, I could totally roll with this, but it's obvious I can't hang with you.
So if we were talking about, like, eating out at the Y, you would understand?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Eating out at the Y.
And you have that questioned look on your face because you don't know, and that's how I felt.
Eating out at the Y.
I'm pretty sure you know what eating out is.
Of course, I've done it.
Eating out at the Y?
You have not ate out Fred!
Guys, yeah. But we won't go there because that's another topic of the show.
Fred, okay, let's go on to the next subject, please. It always involves sex. Somehow or another, it always involves sex. I don't know how it happens, but we'll always get there.
You know what? The human psyche is only split up into three different parts. Food, sex, self-preservation, I'm sorry.
Oh, food, sex, and making sure you stay alive.
Right.
So that you can eat and fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Got it.
Yay. We've finally figured it out scientifically.
Okay.
It's
making money. Making money and buying things.
That would be self-preservation.
Which will lead to food and sex.
Right. And if you see, like you said, buying things makes you more attractive. More attractive means you get to fuck.
If you have money, you can, like, say, buy prostitutes and have sex with them. And,
yes.
And that
and feed them.
And that and feed them. And that. feed them what exactly?
A lot of protein.
Oh, Fred.
What? Like sandwich meat? A lot of meat?
A lot of meat, yes. Yes.
A big pound of schlong.
Fred!
That's a Wiener Schnitzel.
Johnsonville Brats.
Johnsonville Brats coming to you live 12 inches a day. Anyway, Pat Buchanan or Alan Keyes for president. Which one would make a better one?
Either would mean me committing suicide.
Well, Pat's probably kind of more backwards about things, but I think he would ultimately make a better president just because he's... You can actually have a sane conversation with him, whereas Alan Keyes is just freaking crazy.
Yeah, we've had freaking crazy for 8 years.
I will say that Alan Keyes actually has a gay daughter.
Which the devil had a daughter, a gay daughter, too.
Yes, but I realize that. I realize that, well, Satan still has a gay daughter. Her name is Mary.
I was talking about Lilith, but we'll go on.
Well, anyway.
Just joking. I don't know.
Anyway, yeah, Alan Keyes has a gay daughter, and she's quite attractive, but he disowned her.
Yeah. Well, most assholes do.
Which brings us back to the point that he would make a really bad president.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't have any compassion for your own child, how can you have compassion for anyone else's child?
Yeah. Because you got to be pretty much a generalist.
Right.
That's a word I made up. Is that a word?
No.
In the words of Dick Cheney, I'd like to thank the senator for his... kind words about my family and our daughter, and yeah.
As he's having a stroke.
Exactly.
This is killing me.
Dick Cheney. Have you all ever seen the movie Hellboy? Okay. You know the guy that's made out of sawdust that they keep killing and he keeps staying alive. Kind of reminds me of Dick Cheney.
That's right. And also Dick Cheney reminds me of Satan. Anyway, or Jason, because every time you kill him, which, you know, every time he has a heart attack, he always gets right back up. Yep. and kills a big bunch of virgins.
True.
True.
And shoots his friend in the face.
Well, that's just the Jason thing.
Did Jason ever kill virgins? I thought he just killed like kids that screwed around.
Well, he did kill virgins. But the virgin was always the last one, though. He always killed the horse first. There is an order of things.
Okay. That makes sense.
I would agree with that.
Great. Okay. last topic for this fine, fine evening. Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State. What would this mean? Would this mean that she would be able to fulfill her womanly love for the world?
Oh my God.
Practice her love.
Yeah, exactly. That just took me back to the GWB.
Practice her love for women all across this nation.
Her love for women's rights.
Across this nation, right? Chelsea's mom has got it going.
For women? Well, if she's Secretary of State, she would be practicing that love with women all across all nations.
Right, right.
That's right.
That's her job.
Exactly.
Personally, I think she would make an excellent Secretary of State. It's really exciting to me. I think that, I think people are very fond of her. And other countries are very fond of her. So I think that would be a very wise move. And I think that she will, even though, like they've talked about Barack having this like cabinet of rivals where he has people that have, a little bit different views. Evidently Abe Lincoln did that. And, he might've been like the greatest president ever. So
he did have the most effective change.
So,
and right after a war too. So.
Right. So I think that, I think Barack knows what he's doing. I think he's very, very, very wise. And like this lady was saying on Rachel Maddow's show last week, she was saying, he is like a chess player that's always thinking like 5 or 6 steps ahead of everyone else. So, I mean, I don't think we have anything to worry about.
Well, that's how he beat the Clintons.
Yep.
Because he totally took the Clintons off guard because they did quite literally have it in the bag up until February.
Yeah, yeah. Super Tight Tuesday just totally, it's like, wow. Wow. So, and here we are, with, him getting ready to start, his first term. And I'm pretty sure there'll be a second. I don't know. I feel really confident about things. Very, very excited. I think it'll be tough. It'll be a long road to hoe, but I think it'll be good.
I think it's extraordinary that we are the first nation in this God's green earth to elect a black president with the population of white people outweigh the number of the black people.
Except for maybe South. No. Never mind. I was going to say except for maybe South Africa, but that's not exactly true, is it?
Yeah, I think we're the minority down there. I say we because, we're primarily white in this room.
Plus, this is a country that's, considered a superpower. So, I don't think any other superpower.
Do you think this could ever happen in Italy?
I don't even. Do they have a lot of black people there?
No, I don't think they represent very well there in Italy. I don't think there is. I think it's primarily that goes to tell you that the Catholic Church is among white people, so they really don't think about racism. Well, I'm throwing something out there. Someone get pissed.
Well, in the United States, there's more opportunity for different ethnic groups of people, and so there's obviously going to be more chance that different groups are represented in government and in politics in general.
Yeah, that is pretty much the way I perceive the United States of being, yeah. Is that people who have a great leadership skills don't have to be that rich in the first place. This is a guy who had a studio apartment in Washington, D.C., Barack Obama did, according to 60 Minutes last night, which is quite amazing, that he didn't feel so uppity that he had to buy a house there.
Uppity.
Uppity,
Don't go there.
Those uppity black people.
Where do they get the perspective that black people are uppity?
That just kind of like blows my mind.
It is a racial stereotype that, you know, they have to stay down below the economic status and also the social status of white people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We still have it, you know, in our minds that, you know, well, we should be doing better than that. Well, no. You should be doing what you should be doing. You know? Money's not everything anyway, you know.
No, I think this is the correct president for this United States.
The right man at the right time with a nation that's ready.
Exactly. Hell yeah.
All righty. Pretty much that's the end of our show. Any parting words, Miss Barack Obama?
I would just like to say that it's been a hell of a ride since Barack got elected, like, what, 2 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. Tomorrow will be 2 weeks, so it's been really exciting, and I think that we still have some Senate seats that are kind of hanging out there. Georgia's going to go to a runoff. Minnesota's going to go to a recount, and Alaska... It's looking like Democrat.
That's what I was getting ready to say. It's 47 to like 40, 46, 45.
It's like 47.8 to like 47.2 or something.
Awesome. That's awesome. So, and as long as it's more than half a percentage, then the Republicans have to pay for the recount, and we'll win it anyway. So, you know, it's like he's over 1,000 votes ahead. And in a case like that, the recount in Minnesota, I see us being able to possibly win that because it's just a couple hundred votes. I mean, that's not that much to come up with considering Minnesota's got a lot of voters. But in Alaska, 1,000 vote swing would be that, you know, that's crazy, you know. But I feel confident. I feel
like 7% of their population.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel really, really confident that, that we'll win Alaska's and, which is awesome because that takes us to 58, and then if Franken can pull it out, that's 59, and we have some what they call Republican in name only type senators, although they won't go for the Democrats every single time. But you know, we have people.
They may vote for cloture on certain issues, even if they don't agree with us.
Can you explain cloture?
That's when you need 60 votes to override a filibuster.
Okay, I gotcha. I gotcha. Even John McCain will go along with stuff sometimes. I mean, he's reasonable. Olympia Snow is pretty reasonable. She's actually really, really good. I like Olympia Snow a whole lot. Susan Collins is fairly reasonable. There's some moderate Republicans that will go along with reasonable things. So I'm good.
This has been a blast. Partying is such sweet sorrow. I'd like to thank you all for having me here today. It's been awesome.
Thank you, straight boy. Anyway, I have to point it out. Anyway, basically, this has been another exciting show of the Fantastic Fred show. And we bid you adieu. Before we go, my parting thoughts are love, not hate.
And hope, not fear.
And Keith Olbermann, not Bill O'Reilly.
Bye-bye.